All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right, and so I just want to say thank you all so much for coming to this morning's presentation. We're looking forward to sharing all of our different perspectives of what we'll be discussing today. As you know, we don't know where our moderator is, but it's so fine. We'll cover it. We've got it down. But my name is Naomi Harris, and I am the program coordinator of HIV/AIDS education and training over at the Mount Sinai Institute for Advanced Medicine based in New York City, New York. I have been there for almost a little bit over a year, and so I'm just very excited to share with you what's happening in New York State in regarding HIV prevention and care, as well as what we're doing in Mount Sinai, specifically around clinical education and PrEP. So quickly, I have no financial disclosures. So before I get into the meat of my presentation this morning, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about who we are at Mount Sinai. So we are made up of 6 clinics kind of sprinkled throughout Manhattan, and we actually were historically only provided services for those living with HIV. But recently we've actually expanded our services to primary care, and we also provide services to those who are at risk for HIV. And so we have, like I said, primary care, several of our clinics actually have pharmacists and pharmacies on campus, as well as dental and other things. But one of our services that we provide, and which is the topic of today, is pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. So what will I be covering today? First, I'll discuss and list the 3 points in the governor's plan to end AIDS in New York. Then I'll describe at least one barrier or challenge that medical providers experience when it comes to clinical education and PrEP. And then I'll close with discussing actually several of our resources at Mount Sinai for educating clinicians on PrEP. So the core of my talk right now, and actually I believe some of my colleagues on the panel as well, is the governor's plan to end AIDS in New York State. So in July 2014, just last year, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his 3-point plan to end the AIDS epidemic by the year 2020. And at the core of this goal is to reduce the number of HIV cases from an estimated number of 3,000 and bringing that number down to 750 by the year 2020. So part of this plan is these 3 points. So the first point is identifying people with HIV. So it's really talking about ramping up testing and access to testing, making sure providers are offering the tests, as we have a New York State testing law as well. The second point is linking and retaining those who we've identified as living with HIV, connecting them to a provider, getting them on ARV therapy, and achieving that virus suppression. I'm sure many of you in the audience may know the lower amount of virus in their system, the less likely they'll be able to transmit it to others. The third point, and the core of what I'll be talking about, is about HIV prevention. So this point talks about providing PrEP to those who are at high risk for contracting HIV to keep them negative. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, so what is PrEP? Pre-exposure prophylaxis. So in July of 2012, the FDA approved the use of tenofovir and emtricitabine, also known as Truvada, for HIV PrEP in adults for those at risk for contracting HIV. The dosage is very straightforward, very simple. It's 1 pill, once a day, taken orally with or without food. You can see an image of it right there, 1 blue pill. And a number of trials have been done to see that it's actually been efficacious when it is taken as prescribed. It's also been shown to be safe for patients. There's relatively low number of drug-drug interactions, as well as side effects. They usually are minimal, and they often do resolve themselves in a number of weeks. So going back to the governor's plan, after he announced this plan, he identified a task force, which was made up of a number of community leaders throughout the state. And they were able to take a number of recommendations that came from the community and make this blueprint that you see an image of right here. I highly recommend anyone who's looking to do something like this in their own communities or just to get a sense of how we came to this point of having an actual blueprint to visit the website health.ny.gov/ETE, and you can download a copy, read it in your spare time. It's a great, great reader, great read. In this document, there's a number of recommendations of how do we actually take this 3-point plan that I talked about before and implement it into our communities. So there's 2 recommendations in this document that talk about PrEP and also medical providers. So BP11 talks about undertaking a statewide education campaign on PrEP. In the U.S., PrEP is still a relatively new intervention, so we need to ramp up education, ramp up just getting the word out that this is an intervention that patients may want to consider if they're looking for HIV prevention tools. BP12 talks about including a statewide program for distribution and increased access to PrEP. So it kind of gets more at the implementation side. So yes, now we've educated people. Yes, they are aware that PrEP exists. But how do we actually make that a reality in our health sectors? What kind of programs can we create to further bolster, like providers' knowledge and ability to really bring these to, take it from clinical trials and bring it into their clinical practices? So these two bullet points, or these two recommendations, is really the core of what Mount Sinai is doing. We really try to address these two. But I'm sure, as you know, it's not so easy as writing a script, right? There's going to be a lot of different barriers to overcome if we really want to increase PrEP access, specifically for clinicians. So the number one that we hear oftentimes is time. There's already such a limited amount of time during those patient visits. You're already juggling a number of priorities. And then now we're talking about adding PrEP into the mix. So there's a lot of things that we have to overcome to make providers feel comfortable, first of all, knowing how much time it's really going to take, as well as doing it as effectively as possible, maybe using their current resources in the health center. Another one, which I touched on before, is implementation. So yeah, we trust the science, yeah, we know it's safe and effective, but how is it going to look in my health center? Is it going to be a PrEP clinic? Do I need to figure out patient flow? Do I need, what billing codes do I use? There's all these nitty-gritty questions that are really going to come to task when we're trying to implement PrEP in these settings. Another one is like, it's not my issue, it's not really my problem. Historically, a lot of HIV care has gone to the ID specialist or the HIV specialist. But PrEP is really a primary care concern. It's something, there's a number of regular visits that have to happen, there's regular labs, and so educating as well as informing primary care providers that actually this is in your wheelhouse, this is one of your responsibilities, and so kind of get changing that scope. And I won't go through the other ones, but those are just other issues that have come up through our experience as well as in research as well. So all of this kind of bubbles down to this statement of need. There's a need to develop tailored clinical education initiatives, as well as resources that are multifaceted, as well as addressing clinician concerns. There's a lot of juggling priorities, there's a lot of juggling needs, but if patients are coming to you and they're wanting to they want to have PrEP or they want to at least have a conversation, we as a center have to make sure that we're giving everything clinicians need in order to make that happen. So, shifting gears a bit, we want to talk to you about how we at Mount Sinai are able to provide a number of tools and trainings for clinicians. So we are funded by the New York State Department of Health AIDS Institute. They have a grant called the Clinical Education Initiative, also known as CEI. It's actually been around for about over 20 years in some iteration, but the overall goal of CEI is to expand the provider base. Expand those providers who are able to provide HIV as well as hepatitis C and STD services to patients. Once again, historically it's been really focused on those ID docs or those HIV specialists, but as the epidemic has kind of changed, we're really starting to branch out into primary care. So we are funded specifically as the HIV Hep C Center of Excellence, but there's two other, there's also an STD Center of Excellence with our colleagues at the University of Rochester, and another group at the University of Rochester is the Resource Center of Excellence who handle our website. So for the remainder of my time, which I'm the most excited to share with you all, are just the number of tools and trainings that we've developed and are continuously developing to educate clinicians throughout New York State through our CEI grant. So first is our website, ceitraining.org, and I highly recommend anyone who's potentially looking for content or maybe you're looking to adapt something for your own community or your own providers in your area to explore. So we have a number of webinars that are archived. You can view them for CME and CNE credits, all for free, which is a big carrot for providers. We also have just upcoming trainings, upcoming information. Whenever AIDS Institute wants to give out something PrEP-related, we often put it on our website as well. So it's a wonderful resource that's free and that's really open to anyone if you're looking to do something in your own area. One of our most popular videos on our website is our prep video, who features Dr. Dimitris Daskalakis, who's the Assistant Commissioner of the New York City Department of Health AIDS and, or Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, excuse me, formerly of Mount Sinai. And so it's about a 22-minute video, and it really walks through like a good overview of what prep looks like, what's the clinician's role in prep. So it starts off with CDC and New York State Department of Health clinical guidelines on PrEP, talks through like who's a good candidate for PrEP, how do you screen for that, what are the relevant labs that you have to do, how do you prescribe PrEP, do you do like one prescription and 11 refills, or is it a number of visits? It really goes through all those different things. You can actually see him standing with like a mother and her children, so during like a patient visit. So how do you introduce this topic? How do you discuss, how you bring it up at a patient visit, whether you talk about it first or your patient brings it up to you as well. So it's a great resource, and there's also a number of resources attached to that video that you can use and adapt to your own as well. Another resource is our CEI line, and this is actually only for New York State providers. But let's say you have a patient, they come into your office, they're ready to talk about PrEP, and you want to talk to someone and make sure you're doing the right, you're checking all your boxes. You are calling the right labs, you're following up appropriately, and you just want to talk to someone and make sure you're on the right page. So what you would do is just call this number and you're connected to an actual provider who's experienced in PrEP. So it's a great resource. A number of people have already called in, and we're hoping to ramp up the numbers in the near future. But something about talking to an actual person, you know, makes a big difference, especially since providers often talk to providers on a regular basis to get information. The thing that takes up most of our time are our trainings and our conferences. So we provide free trainings to clinicians throughout the state on a number of topics. And PrEP, once again, is one of our most popular ones because it's so new and exciting. So if you are, let's say an example, if you're at a health center in Albany, New York, and you are ready to implement PrEP, you're excited about it, and you want to make sure all your providers are on the same page. So you would call us, you would talk to us, you would put in a training request, and we would actually coordinate all of that for you at no cost to you. So we would bring the faculty member, all of our faculty are practicing clinicians, and we would do the CME, CNE, and we provide all of that to them free of charge. So that's a major benefit. We often do like grand rounds or during a provider meeting, just whatever works best for the for them. We also did a PrEP conference rock tour, if you will. It was a half-day conference model that we used. We went through a number of major cities throughout the New York area. And our model was actually three presentations. The first one was like going through the guidelines. The second one was really about the implementation. Dr. Jeffrey Kwong in the bottom right, he was our main presenter for that. And he talked through different models of what PrEP could look like, talking his own experience and just kind of with his colleagues. So give people a sense of it could look like this, it could look like that, just kind of give people a sense of it. But our last presentation in those conferences was a perspective of the patient. So you can see the other image is Matthew Rodriguez, who is actually an AIDS activist as well as a writer, and he's also a PrEP user. And so he really just told a story. He talked about kind of him growing up and how he ultimately decided that PrEP was something he was interested in. He talked a lot about the relationship he had with his provider, which is really vital, that level of trust. And so it really just made it very unique. And so it was something that we've been adapting and growing a lot more since providers really want to hear from patients kind of what was a good experience, what was a not good experience, because that's very valuable. And finally, on the same token, we have an annual conference on HIV and hepatitis C, and one of our breakout sessions was a PrEP panel. So it was moderated by our medical director, Dr. Antonio Urbina, as well as And Matthew Rodriguez was part of the panel, but we also had a woman based in California who was in a serodiscordant couple. She was HIV negative, her partner was HIV positive, and they wanted to have a baby. So she talked a lot about trying to find the right medical provider and the highs and lows of that experience, ultimately choosing to be on PrEP. And then happily ever after, they have a beautiful daughter who's 2 years old now. So gaining that patient experience has been very beneficial and has always seen very positively in our audiences. PrEP cards, is one of our most popular resources. That's a front and back of one card. You can see the prescription assessment, basically a checklist. What do I need to do to make sure I've covered that? The other side is the regimen. Right now it's just Truvada. And once again, has our website and the CEI line posted. And when I say it's our most popular, I really mean it's our most popular because in our first year, we've given over 15,000 of them just in New York State. So if you're looking for something, and it's also, it fits on your ID card. Most of us have to wear IDs at work nowadays anyway. And once again, 15,000, that's saying something. technical assistance. So let's once again getting at that implementation. So let's say you want someone to look at your P&P on prep implementation at your hospital, or you don't even have anything in place and you want to kind of go and create something. So we, our medical director, as well as our Mount Sinai prep coordinator, who really eats, sleeps, and breathes prep implementation, we set up several phone calls, whatever that person needs to really make this a reality. So we often like review other people's P&Ps. You can see an example of ours, it's like first page is right there as well. Once again, getting at that implementation, talking about it, and it's really more so best practices. There's no one way to do it. So as I close, I just wanted to highlight a few of the lessons learned in our first year with this grant. And so first, everyone can access the website, ceitraining.org. It's a great resource. Once again, a lot of the material's already been generated. So it's a good starting place, once again, if you're looking to do something like this in your own area. Another valuable resource are our champions. So we are actually based in New York City, but we're charged to cover the entire state of New York, which is a big challenge, as you can imagine. But we've been able to identify several providers throughout the area who are really our prep leaders. They're the ones that believe in it, they talk about it, they're not afraid to educate other people on it, and a lot of them are actually seen as leaders in general in their communities. And so having that resource is very valuable, so that could be another thing for you as well. reaching clinicians through multiple means. Once again, HIV is kind of shifting from only the ID specialists, HIV specialists, into primary care. So when you think about reaching primary care providers, think about reaching them in multiple means. We actually try to offer our prep trainings and other trainings to conferences that don't have an HIV focus. We try to avoid kind of preaching to the choir oftentimes. And so that's been one way that we've been able to target a larger number of people through those who aren't even thinking about PrEP. Another means is just article submissions. Not everybody likes going to an hour training, so we try to offer different means. And so that's been another way of reaching at providers through either statewide medical organizations or county-based or local organizations. Almost done. Okay, so then quickly I'll just say we offer multiple education formats. Didactic trainings are not the only thing for clinical education. Once again, we have the CEI line, we have our prep cards, we have our videos and whatnot. And finally, just using infrastructure. Obviously, not everybody has a CEI grant where they are. So AIDS education and training centers are really great resources. We actually collaborate with them a great deal, local departments of health, and just seeing what else is in your community in regards to education. So in closing, PrEP is just one tool. It's not the end-all, be-all. We still need to talk about condoms. We still need to talk about HIV testing. We still need to talk about harm reduction. But it's a great resource that definitely should be part of providers' HIV prevention toolbox. Providers might lack the competence. They also might lack the resources implementation. We need to reach them multiple means, multiple ways to train medical providers. And lastly, as PrEP evolves, we'll have to continuously adapt how we talk about it. There's a lot of exciting research about injectable PrEP or vaginal rings for PrEP. Or maybe I don't have to take PrEP every single day. Maybe it'll be every other day. And so as these things are coming down the pipeline, we'll have to think creatively of how to get the word out, not even for just providers, but also our patients as well. And so thank you to all these people. Thank you.